Hello and welcome to the program. We're here again with a little strength for today and hope for tomorrow. We're looking at this number 7 in this series on let us that we find in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 10:24, it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Let us. The word us is found in the book of Hebrews 31 times. The Lord is speaking here to us. Now, the word consider means to consider. It is the action of the mind to understand or perceive certain facts about something or about someone. In Hebrews 3:1, it says, consider Christ. In Hebrews 10:24, it says, consider Christians. And so it is the action of the mind to understand or perceive certain facts about Christ, and to perceive or understand certain facts about Christians. Do we take the time to stop and think about what other Christians are going through? What facts do we have about these people? Paul said, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Now, when we look at this word love, Hebrews 10:24, it says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love." Hebrews 6:10 says, "God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." And then he continues in the last chapter of Hebrews, saying, "Let brotherly love continue." Now, I'd like to spend a couple of weeks just on this subject of love. Maybe I should spend a couple of weeks on this subject. I'll pray about that. But love, what is love? Ephesians 4:15, the same author here, Paul the Apostle, said, "Speaking the truth in love." We don't love other Christians unless we will speak the truth in love. In 1 John 3:18, the prophet of love, he said, "Love in deed and in truth." In 2 Corinthians 12:15, Paul said to these carnal Corinthians, "I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." These carnal Christians weren't loving them back. They didn't want the truth. They wanted to live in their carnality. There's a lot of that going on in what we call fundamental independent Baptist churches and movements today. Galatians 4:16, Paul said, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Now, this is not Corinth. This is the church in Galatia. They had some pretty good Christians there. But there's more to being a pretty good Christian than just saying, "Well, I'm in church 3 times a week. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" The answer to that question is yes, he did become their enemy. And so we need to stop and realize the power of love and what love really is. The hymn writer said, "I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained with in sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I." Why is that? Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Sing along with this message in song.